Now, more speculation over PACs and alliances in the upcoming Westminster election. Yesterday, Sinn Féin announced it wouldn't run in the South Belfast constituency, where the SDLP's Claire Hannah and the alliance's Paula Bradshaw are hoping to secure the Remain vote. There have now been calls from a former Ulster Unionist chair for the party to stand aside in favour of the DUP candidate Emma Little-Pengelly. And we can confirm this morning that the Green Party will be formally endorsing Claire Hannah's bid. Let's speak to the Green Party leader, Claire Bailey. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Finlay.
So, formal endorsement for Claire Hannah.
Yep. Took the decision a long time ago that we wouldn't be standing in these elections. As you would know, that I also had discussions with all anti-Brexit parties and pro-Remain parties here in Northern Ireland for quite a while as well, to see what we could do to affect the best outcomes. I mean, this is not a normal election, Vinny. These are extraordinary times that we're going through, and I believe that they demand an extraordinary response. And for South Belfast, almost 70% of the people voted to remain in the EU, and yet in 2017, we ended up with a hard Brexiteer MP. So there has been discussions ever since that. People have come to me since 2017 to discuss this, and when we knew that there was another election coming, we had discussions within our party, within our membership, within the other parties. But I also had residents and voters who were meeting among themselves, because the electorate in Northern Ireland is very sophisticated, and they were very concerned about the outcomes and to see what they could do and what they could get behind and how they could best affect the change. So this isn't just me making this decision. This is me listening to the people of my constituency where I live, work and play.
Okay.
This will also be my MP that I'd be voting for as well, and I believe that Claire Hannah is best placed.
So why not just stand aside as Sinn Féin have done? Why endorse Claire?
Well, because I think that by making that decision, I also have a responsibility to those Green voters who do support us as well. So rather than just stand aside and say that, you know, this has got nothing to do with us and we're not taking part, this is not, I am taking part. I think that this is the most important election that we have faced in such a long time.
Okay,
so
but I guess
to be out explaining to my voters why I'm doing this and asking for their support.
But the endorsement of a candidate from another party, like by endorsing Claire Hannah, are you supporting, for example, the SDLP's approach to issues like abortion rights?
No, I'm not. I'm supporting the work of Claire Hannah, not the SDLP. Claire Hannah from South Belfast to be returned as an anti-Brexit.
Yes, Claire Hannah that stands for a different party from your own, which has different policies and different stances on certain issues.
Listen, this is all about Brexit. Vinny, we have not had anybody speaking up for the people of South Belfast at Westminster. And I don't think that there is anybody out there who could doubt Claire Hannah's capability on this. She has been completely over the Brexit brief since day one. And we all know that Brexit has been a shambles right from the beginning, and the chaos has reigned at Westminster. The people of South Belfast, the vast majority of the electorate, want to have an anti-Brexit MP. And Claire is over that brief. She has also got great relationships within the Westminster circles, and I believe that she can hit the ground running and speak up and be a very, very strong.
I understand that, but you understand
the Northern Ireland.
The reason I'm asking you this in terms of policy, many people will agree with you that this election is about Brexit and little else, but when you select a candidate, when you vote an MP in, and let's say Brexit is sorted, whatever happens, you are then left with that person in that seat. So in this example, Claire Hannah, who represents the SDLP, has certain stances on certain policies, and you have endorsed that person to go into that position.
I've also spoken to Claire Hannah extensively about various ways that we can continue to work together, Claire, and I have worked very well as MLAs in South Belfast on many, many issues.
So has she given you any assurances, for example, on any policy areas before you agreed to campaign for her?
Have you got any in mind?
Well, let's talk about the abortion one, for example.
Well, Claire Hannah supports the decriminalisation of abortion, which is the Green Party policy. She signed the open letter, as many MLAs from here did, for Westminster and supports that. So I don't see that as a problem. We're working towards we've got abortion decriminalised, and we're now working on the regulations. Claire Hannah's not an obstacle to that, so I don't see it as an issue.
If you can stay there for a moment for me, please, Claire. The former Ulster Unionist Chairman, David Campbell, is with us. Good morning to you, David.
Good Good morning.
You've called on the party to stand aside in South Belfast to allow the DUP's Emma Little-Pengelly to hold on to that seat. Let me just play a clip for you if I can. When Steve Aiken was asked by the BBC's Gareth Gordon whether the party should stand in South Belfast, he wouldn't confirm either way. Have a listen.
You'll be hearing about our selections as we move on.
Does that mean you will be running a candidate in South Belfast?
You will hear about our selections as we move on.
But that's, surely an easy question to answer.
You will hear about our selections as we move on.
So you cannot commit yourself at the moment to running a candidate in South Belfast?
The Ulster Unionist Party has a process. We're at the very moment at this time, we're in the process of looking at candidates, selecting candidates and ratifying candidates. We have a process, the process is ongoing, and you can ask me as many questions as you like, that'll be the answer.
David?
Well, all I can do is offer my opinion, and that is that, as I said in your programme last week, in seats like North Belfast and now South Belfast and East Belfast, there should be a combined unionist family effort to return the incumbent unionist MPs, and that means the Ulster Unionist Party, which doesn't no longer commands a significant vote in any of those seats, should stand down.
You were removed as the Ulster Unionist chairman in 2012. You told the BBC in June of 2017, when you then resigned from the party, that the comfort I take in the electoral decline of the Ulster Unionist Party is that the DUP has moved largely, exclusively onto Ulster Unionist policy through their acceptance of the agreement and the subsequent power-sharing arrangements and the drift of Ulster Unionism into the DUP. So when people hear that, they will say, well, you know, who are you championing here? Is it the DUP or is it the UUP?
Well, I would be championing the unionist who is best placed to win a seat in any constituency. I'm not aligned to any party. So in Fermanagh, South Tyrone, I earnestly hope Tom Elliott runs for selection and then runs for the election and wins the seat. And similarly in North Belfast, I mean, made no bones about my desire to see Nigel Dodds returned. Equally, the two incumbents in South and East Belfast. If unionism could afford the luxury of competitions in those seats, then I would be all for it. But as your previous speaker has said, this is a very particular and very special election now, and it's absolutely vital that a majority of unionist MPs are returned to Westminster at the end of December.
The UUP have rejected that regulatory border in the Irish Sea, something that the DUP had accepted. Do you back the DUP on that?
Well, my desire as a Brexiteer is to see a clean break with Brussels, but also to see a free trade deal emerge. I've always felt that a lot of these issues will be resolved in the context of free trade arrangements. Therefore, until we actually see the outworkings of the trade negotiation, you can't take a judgment on the Irish Sea issue.
The UUP have been clear about no borders in the Irish Sea.
Yes, and as a farmer, we've had a border in the Irish Sea for the past 30 years, and it's a border with Stormont when it was operating reinforced. So I'm used to regulatory arrangements crossing from Great Britain to Northern Ireland, but I sincerely hope they'll be kept as a minimum as we move forward on other goods and other services.
Okay, Claire Bailey, will the Green Party be endorsing other candidates in different areas, North Down, for example, East Belfast?
Well, our internal party processes will be finalised today. We have deadlines within the party, and I hope to be able to make more comment on that from tomorrow when we get everything finalised with the other constituency groups.
And will you be going door-to-door, Claire, with the SDLP leaflets?
No, not with the SDLP leaflets. I'll be going out with our message, trying to target the people that we know in strong green voting areas to have that conversation and to see whether they're willing to support us on that. The feedback so far when we've been out is very, very positive. I don't see it being a big issue. But no, I'm not going out with FDLP leaflets. I'm going out with our message. There is no good Brexit for Northern Ireland. 70% of my constituency do not want to see Brexit.
Yeah, but in terms of your intention, your goal and the type of candidate You want to get to take those seats. Why would you not then, for example, support Lady Sylvia Herman or Naomi Long?
I would have no bother. No bother at all supporting Lady Sylvia Herman.
So will the Green Party be officially endorsing them?
For the Pool Remain electorate in Northern Ireland. So we would love to be able to do that as well. But she hasn't confirmed whether she's going to be a candidate. And we will keep our fingers crossed that she will, because I think that she has been a great advocate for the majority voice in Northern Ireland, and I would like to see her continue.
Let's go to the phones now. Thomas in North Belfast. Good morning, Thomas.
How are you doing, Vinny? Vinny, it's just a comment about Steve Aiken and the Ulster Unionist Party, for where I live myself, North Belfast. And I know it's a big story because Steve Aiken sort of made a blunder by saying that he would run someone in North Belfast, but...
Well, he would probably say he didn't make a blunder, but he just changed his mind after having listened and consulted with more people.
Absolutely. That's 100% he did, because the Unionist people did ask them that too. But the Unionist Party have made no policy change whatsoever with the Westminster election by not running the candidate, because they didn't run a candidate in the last two elections. And as far as I'm concerned, the major policy change is by the SDLP, who aren't running a candidate for the first time ever in the SDLP's history in North Belfast. So to me, that's a bigger story than the Ulster Unionists, who aren't making any policy changes on that. And they're actually getting their voters. They're trying to link it to Brexit, and they're actually wanting their voters to vote for either John Finucane or whatever. Some SDLP ones were on the radio yesterday saying they were going to vote for John Finucane, and they're linking that to Brexit, and yet
they're saying it's to try and encourage a Remain candidate.
They're willing to vote for someone who boycotts the Brexit votes. And on Friday night, the Colm Eastwood from the SDLP was quite perplexed with, I don't know who it was with him in BBC Evening Extra, and he was making a really good point and stating that the Nationalists have no vote, and one of the votes for Brexit, it only went by for three votes, and if Nationalists had a vote there, it would have made a difference. And yet, 2 days later, they're asking you to vote for someone who will not take part in the
Brexit. You know yourself, votes. Thomas, Sinn Féin say they stand on an abstentionist vote. They will not take up their seat, so if you vote for them, they will not.
But then surely the SDLP should be promoting a candidate such as Alliance or the Green Party or someone who will be in Westminster taking part in those Brexit votes.
But then you also have to look at the numbers. You have to look at the numbers, obviously, in those areas and who could possibly get the seat and who maybe looks less likely.
But it's them that are linking it to the Brexit votes. I mean, if you're going to make a point on a Friday night that a Brexit vote only went through by three votes... I do get the point you're making.
Thomas, thank you. Peter in Belfast next. Good morning, Peter.
Well, I think everybody's picking at Stephen New, but you have to look at it. It's hard to run a candidate if nobody wants to run. You know, he's maybe going to certain people in his party and they're going, no chance. I'm not going to stand here and lose a seat to somebody else. And that's quite obvious in our areas. What can you do? You know, you can't. He maybe start off with the best intentions, but at the end of the day, you can't. You can't get anybody to stand because they know the circumstances and the way that people's going to look at it. You run a guy and you let somebody else in, maybe SDLP or this. You've known me longer, MEP. She's not even going to stay out long. She's running now to be an MLA. So how much confidence does she have in the MA or the European market? And why has she not resigned the seat and then as a European one? Is she looking at it as, if I don't get it as an MLA...
Well, why would you quit one job before you got another? Does that work outside of politics? And double jobbing in terms of we had councillors and MLAs, etc. before, so...
Well, she said last night on television that the 6 months she's been there, she's done everything she needs to do. But I still think it's like a double... She's edging her bets. Why does she not say, right, I'm resigning, something else taking place... And that's me, because you might end up with nothing.
Okay, Peter, thank you. Claire, can I just double check something with you? In terms of the Green Party and this general election in December, what will you stand in any constituencies?
Well, saying, Vinny, that our internal processes, we have deadlines to meet and they finish today. So I'll be able to make a better comment tomorrow when we see what other constituency groups are going to be doing. So I'd be happy to have that conversation with you tomorrow. But listen, I want to point out as well...
But as leader of the party and probably the most high-profile candidate that you would have, would you like to run? And is there a particular area?
Well, we're also a grassroots party, so I don't dictate as the leader what our...
No, but you can also say how you feel about it.
Of course. So what I'm asking for you for is to allow us to finish those internal deadlines, and I'd be happy to talk to you. You know, it's not for me to come on the radio right now and, you know, tell you what's going to be happening before we've met those deadlines internally. So yes, that will be announced.
So you may run a candidate,
for example,
in East Belfast, and is there a chance you'll stand aside in other constituencies and endorse other candidates as you're doing with Clare?
Be able to tell you better tomorrow. But Vinnie, Brexit has been a turning point, just in the whole political landscape. It has changed everything, and I think it's a wee bit lazy to define anything going forward here as orange and green. While I understand that that's how we understand ourselves still, I think that Brexit has really brought a new conversation here. This is really about leave versus remain, and those new conversations are emerging. The electorate are absolutely part of that. They know, and they're not being dictated to. They're engaging with this, and they're in my office and they're coming to speak to me. Conversations about the future of these islands and how we deal with climate breakdown are to the forefront. And as I say, there is no good Brexit for Northern Ireland, and we have the opportunity here to change the voices and the voting records for us in a more positive way.
George next. Good morning, George.
Morning, Vinnie. Clare, I'd like to ask you a question, or if possible. You've said today that you're endorsing the SDLP in this election, and Your vote is going to be going to Clare Hannah as the Green Party. The Green Party basically are endorsing them. Is that right?
No, I'm endorsing Clare Hannah as a candidate in South Belfast. I'm not endorsing the SDLP as
the
a party.
So you're endorsing the SDLP?
No, I'm endorsing Clare Hannah as the candidate for South Belfast after having discussions
with membership.
Okay, George, just let Clare finish and then we'll bring you back in.
So we've had many, many discussions. You know, weeks ago, I put out a call to speak to all the anti-Brexit, pro-Remain parties in Northern Ireland. So we have been able to stand shoulder to shoulder before in the past to put out a strong message about where we agree and what we all agree on. So when this election was coming up, I thought we'd sit down and have conversations and see, can we keep continuing to work together? And because I don't see this election as an opportunity to forward either party interest or self-interest. We have to put the people first, because it is a defining moment in the future of these islands. And the majority in Northern Ireland voted to remain, and we haven't had that strong voice outside of Lady Sylvia Herman at Westminster. So I have been talking. I've also had the electorate in South Belfast coming to me. I have been talking to our membership internally and our other constituencies and to see what they want to do as well. So no, I am not endorsing the SDLP as a party. What I am doing in South Belfast with all those conversations going on is believing that Clare Hannah is the strongest candidate with the best track record, who is well versed on these issues and can hit the ground running because of her well connected relationships or well developed relationships at Westminster. And I see that she has the strongest chance of putting forward an anti-Brexit voice for South Belfast.
George?
As my MP.
That's great. So we can spin it all we want, Clare, but basically, answer me a question. Can you answer me a question before I make my point? Who is Clare Hannah standing for?
Clare Hannah standing for the SDLP.
Thank you. Now, let me make my point. So, therefore, you got many votes, and I've seen this from unionists, what would be pro-unionist voters and unionist voters in the round West Belfast in the local election. So are you now abandoning those voters and votes that you got of those by endorsing a candidate who ultimately wants a United Ireland and whose party ultimately is pushing for United Ireland?
No, because as I've already said, I think that Brexit has changed those conversations. It's really lazy to keep defining ourselves within this orange and green. If there was a strong pro-Remain unionist voice, I would be having those conversations there as well for South Belfast. But unfortunately, we don't have one. So I'm not doing it because of a nationalist or a green-orange agenda. I'm doing it because I believe that Clare Hannah has the best chance of changing the conversations in South Belfast. Now, we are waiting to see whether Lady Sylvia Herman will come forward and announced that she's going to be a candidate as well. And I think that she's done an outstanding job so far over the past few years at Westminster. So this is not about nationalism or United Ireland. This is about the emergency and the change of conversations that Brexit has posed. It has changed everything. And we need to step up and engage with that, because I do believe that the future of these islands, our relationships and how we deal with them, are at risk right now. So I want the strongest voice that will represent the majority of the people. I'm not doing nationalist, I'm not doing unionist, and I think that it's just lazy to define it as that.
Okay, Claire Bailey, thank you very much. David Campbell, just before you go, you're also the chair of the LCC, the Loyalist Communities Council. There was a report published yesterday on paramilitarism, if I can almost say that word, which says that Loyalists, they still are involved in violence. The report found that Loyalist paramilitaries were responsible for more assaults than Republican paramilitaries. They were involved in more shootings, and it says that serious consideration should be given to establishing an agency that focuses solely on civil recovery of the proceeds of crime in Northern Ireland. Would you support that?
I would certainly support the latter point, but I don't accept the former point at all. I don't know where they're basing their information from. Unfortunately, I'm out of Northern Ireland at the moment, and I haven't had the chance to read the report, and neither was the LCC asked to contribute to the report. So,
well, that particular line, the serious consideration to be given to establishing an agency that focuses on that civil recovery of proceeds of crime in Northern Ireland. Would you support that?
Yes, I would support that, yes.
Okay. David Campbell, thank you very much. And Claire Bailey, thank you as well.